They're coming to you, and you got to hear them live, man, because I'm telling you, they're a cool group. They're one of the top groups in Australia, and I'll tell you, man, you'll be blown away. If you like alt rock, they're right there. Anyway, they will be at the Cat Club on March 25th. That's on a Wednesday night. And of course, that's on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. And then they're going to be in the club called, the Whiskey A Go Go. And we know about the whiskey. It's like the only club indoctrinated in the Rock and Hall of Fame there. Kind of brings back old memories. And they're, of course, going to be at the Whiskey on Sunday, the 29th. So check them out. They, of course, will be coming on my show, like I said, in 2 weeks. And speaking of other further announcements, out of demand from some higher being or whatever, actually my producer, and you folks, I appreciate it. And also thank you all for listening and future listeners as well, of course, past listeners. Starting on April 17th, I will be on every week instead of every other week. I know everybody goes, hey, is he on? He's on. He's on. He's off. He's on. He's off. Well, now you don't have to worry. Every Friday. And I'll be presenting more information and more interviews. It will be allow me to get more in details of things. So I'll be definitely going and having also, like I said, guests, but then I'll also get into things of concern, like within the spirituality, politics. I'll get into certain dynamics, including people have always asked me about out-of-body stuff and Kabbalistical things and manifesting and thoughts and, healings and so on and so on. So I will be, like I said, starting on April 17th, every week. And also I want everybody out there to... knowing that the situation with our economic situation and understanding the monetary system, that how it has caused us strife and we become enslavers, or actually we are slavers, or not slavees, rather, of the system. Please do check out Zygus, Addendum by Peter Joseph. You can check it out at www.zeitgeist movie.com, which explains to you our monetary system and how we should evolve to a resource system where we do have the technology to do that. And they have provided an idea, which I think is quite substantial. Of course, there's always questions about new things. And they presented what they call the Orion Project. So do check that out, and also on the, I believe, check out on their site, they are having an event this weekend, so you can possibly see it in a big old screen near you, and it's going worldwide. Check out in your cities. It's called, you just click on there, it says event, and I'm sure you'll find it. And of course, if you all have any questions, comments, ideas, or you just want to event things or say things, I'm always got an ear, and you can always contact me at flyingpigs@artlover.com or at myspace/AndrewFetter. And speaking of things to get off my chest here, it has been 60 years of occupation and 50 years since the revolt. And I'm talking about, of course, Tibet, and I demand free Tibet and tell the Chinese government to quit their totalitarian rule and remove themselves from their occupation. It's funny how, but nobody marches in the street for Tibet, even though they've been occupied for 60 years. But getting back to certain things that have transpired and come up into, I started thinking about a lot of different thing, you know, it's interesting how when certain situations come about, everything has perfect timing, and I'm not sound like I'm talking out on another cloud here, but there are aspects in our lives that we do see and we come to see fruition for certain reasons. And I remember my father had once told me that when you give your word is everything. And if you don't have word, you really don't are nothing. Now that may sound a little harsh, but is it? And of course, what am I really talking about? I'm talking about integrity. Now, I have to admit, sorry, I have to take a little swig of water there. I have to admit that many of us, including myself, have placed high expectations on integrity of others. Meaning, you know, you expect their word, to keep their word. And lo and behold, we're like surprised when they don't keep it. That's our expectations. That's our problem. And some of us would say, well, Andy, you're being too naive. And like others out there may feel the same when they place their integrity with others and high expectations. But what are we really just giving the opportunity for those to display their honor and their integrity? And I'm not talking about a test, like, oh, let's see if they're really keeping the word. It's just sort of a given, you know, a given situation. Because what we're talking about when we talk about integrity, we're talking about a lot that has to do with honor. But what is honor? Honor is your word. In fact, it's you. It is the barometer of your being. It is like the strands within your DNA that keep it together from collapsing. That is the essence of integrity. Now, that might be a quasi-blurry explanation, but I'll elaborate later down the line. You'll understand. But let's look at what integrity in our just everyday-to-life situations everybody encounters. I mean, it's the one thing we've always run into consistently, all the time, every minute, every second. In fact, here's a, you know, if an actor, for example, like, gives his word or her word to be on a set, for example, and doesn't show up, or shows up extremely late without even calling up, where's their integrity toward that? You know, if you, like, shake your hand on a deal, or make a contract, or an expression of a contract, even if it's just verbal, even if it's in writing, what you have done is placed your integrity on your word. You know, if you simply tell somebody you're going to call them back and then you don't, where's your integrity? If you promise your girlfriend, boyfriend, or boyfriend to do something and you don't stand by your word, then where is your integrity? If you manipulate for your own agenda, like using sex, where's the integrity behind that? If your boss promises you a raise and just throws you a carrot, where's the integrity? If the government gets your vote with promises and then doesn't do what it had promised, where's the integrity? If a government is supposed to be a government of the people, for the people, but instead becomes a government for the selected few, where then is the integrity? But within the spirit, the soul, and the universe always knows and is aware of the integrity, the element of integrity that's being implemented. In fact, integrity is the very backbone of your soul. It is actually the kundalini. It is the mutual connection of your chakras. It is the Kabbalistic tree trunk of the self root. It is the binding element of all. You can present love and wisdom, but if there's no integrity, it all withers away. It becomes meaningless. And of course, there are those integrity applies not just for relations and situations outside yourself, it also applies to yourself. And if you're self-destructive, like popping pills, binging on drugs, or any other med, or any activity to put your physical existence in peril or downturn, first I ask from my heart, please, please look at yourself in the mirror and see the grand beauty within your soul. And say to yourself, I mean, God, I mean, you have divineness. Give yourself your honor, your integrity. Because the universe does love you, and your worth is simply divine. Your self-worth and your self-esteem is reflected from your integrity. So show yourself your integrity and make that choice. Integrity can also be changed within an instant. I mean, even in circumstance, it can be done verbally. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll do my best. Or even in your own thoughts, such as you learn from your own mistake. Take ownership of what just transpired or what you've done. Learn to grow from it, knowing not to do it again. And there are many, many, many other ways to change your integrity. It's not a given. You can always change it. Like in all things, there's one of those laws. There, change is constant. Many, even those who consider themselves spiritual, though, often overlook that integrity is the very backbone of spirituality. In fact, it's fascinating that if all the things that you read and all the shows and all the books, it's amazing that is never brought up. And I don't understand why. Because that is the most essential part of spirituality. Because without your integrity, without integrity, you are just a babble of words without any real substance. In fact, those spiritual people who present themselves with all their whatever babble or words, they become just words of babble if they don't have integrity, and then hence they're just a fraud or an Elmer Gundry. So what does one think of when they think of integrity, though? You know, it's like the Marines. Honor comes, honor? That is. It's adherence to a code. It's honor. Integrity is your word. It is your honor. It is you. But then again, there are those out there who will manipulate while wearing the mask of a spiritual leader for their own megalomania, for their own financial gain, for their own power. And there are those who want to be spiritual superstars with big cars and fast cars, but the universe is aware of who you are. I mean, you can do all the kumbayas and chanting mantras till you're blue in the face, have Reiki healings with rainbows flying out of your ass, light the incense to cover up your smell, call yourself Kasafoa or Duh, have pyramids in your house, sell millions and millions of books, spilling out your megalomania, call yourself all-knowing, an authority of 2012, have enormous media mints, big, huge tents out there, like an Elmer Gundry gathering, have long hair, and wear Indian clothing. But if you ain't got integrity, you ain't shit. You know, you, my friend, you're just another Elmer Gundry, selling your wares like a carpetbagger. You are the carpetbagger of the spirituality. You are like the priest that preaches love while seducing young boys, the pastor or minister who spews hate toward gays only to be tweaking on meth while getting his pipe cleaned by his gay lover, or the married rabbi who sermons the law and morality only to break it with the dominatrix hooker, or the mullah or imam who say they love Allah and love mankind only to bed young women while beating up and mutilating their woman, while demanding the killing of fellow man. And frankly, if anyone uses meism, like I read, I heal, I, there is no honor, no integrity. Those who or preach or explain spirituality, there is a very fine line never ever to overstep. It's a to be that the fine line of being a demigod, the demigodry. You should never, never say, I did. That's placing your own ego. Because the universe has provided you the vehicle and the information and the opportunity. So it is with, you are just a vehicle. And with that, you step back. With every do a reading, you'll hear those who have integrity in the spiritual, who do spiritual things or talking or any, everybody, doesn't even matter. Not even leaders. You don't say, I did, that I had, you know, I'm just a vehicle, I'm a messenger boy. Because that's stepping back, that's pulling back your ego. It's showing your humbleness, because that's in truth what it is. It's taking honor of what has been provided you. Not to say that you shouldn't be proud of yourself and your accomplishments and your talents, but the same token, you have to have grace in your humbleness, because in a heartbeat, in a blink of a moment, that can be taken away. Then there are those who continually have shown that they have demonstrated they have no honor and have almost no or little integrity. But like I have said, integrity does have its spiritual tag of karma. And those who have none or have shown little integrity, the universe has become their boomerang. There are those who you may have heard on other shows on the internet or seen, and they perhaps may have websites that you've heard. But the universe is very aware of these scrupulous characters. One of which is like David Icke, who even once said that, I was Jesus Christ. Icke has consistently spewed from his ugly tongue of hate with lies of so-called, or calling people lizard people. Oh my God, they're transforming. It's probably something he may have read in Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. I've read it, but hell. But that was Thompson on an acid trip. What trip is Icke on? He spews out hatred of Jews with his Aryan Brotherhood slanders, or professing he is spiritual. Please buy some more of my books, crap. Or book me on another bullshit lecture. So he can be another Ann Coulter while giving another provocative speech, all in the name of some more bucks. He has no integrity. And perhaps his good old buddy Jeff Renz, who is another member of the National Socialist Party. And now he pretends to be all spiritually evolved or working in his disformation for the Bilderbergs. Yes, you heard it. Renz spews his hatred whilst telling to send him some money, buy his books, listen to his radio show, and buy more books. And don't worry, he has continued and continued to demonstrate his lies and hate of division. There's no love or essences in his words. There's no honor. There's no integrity. But the universe is quite aware of his exploitations. And of course, there is the man of the present planet who makes commentary left and right, much like Icke and Renz, but then they'll post it as if it's fact when it's just opinion. And everybody has opinions, and they're like, everybody knows that they're like. Of course, I'm talking about Alex Jones, the puppet of the Bilderbergs, with his sole purpose to divide you with lies to mislead you. While the Bilderbergs are stealing and manipulating the goal of the ultimate power. I mean, he uses the same propaganda tools that Hitler and Goebbels use to create hate speech, divide and conquer. It's all the old magic game, which was in progress, well, much like Hitler, to divert your attention while what's really going on, to get you fighting amongst each other, steal from the populace, Jones has no integrity. There's no love behind his words, no honor. But there are truly examples of people out there, many, 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 and I'll just name a few, that do indeed have high thresholds of integrity. Of course, that would be like, and here's an example to the Dalai Lama, who his own country has been occupied for 60 years, and he was kicked out. It's been 50 years since the revolt. Yet, he has persevered in keeping his own integrity and displaying love and compassion. There's Deepak Chopra, who has put out many, many books of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And it's not really for a financial gain, though he has been, you know, well received by material things, but it's out of heart. And he doesn't go, I did, I this. And of course, there's also David Wilcock. And if you listen to him, he never says, I am or I this. People have said that he is like Edgar Casey, the reincarnate. And, you know, if you listen, he comes back and he says, hey, this is what people say. I don't know. They say, here's a click similarities. But, you know, he steps back then. He says, this is what they and I don't know. Or he'll use words like, this is just a message I receive, or this is information I have received. And he's just being the vehicle. That's showing a high integrity. And with all the amount of knowledge that he's receiving and displaying, whether it's from the quantum issues 2012 and so on, or spirituality and ascension, that is having integrity. And there's many, many people on BBS radio. I mean, even the producers on the show, you think I would, if they didn't have any integrity, I would be using their being on their station in a heartbeat, I would be gone. But they show their high integrity. They have shown me consistently that if something happens and they can't do it, guess what? They'll email you. They'll contact you. They will do what they can. They'll even apologize. They keep a high level of integrity in their realm. And there's many hosts that do that, who have a high integrity. There's James Gillian, who never says, I did, but always continually demonstrates his integrity in a very enlightened manner. There's like Winfrey and Lance White, and there's many, many, many others. I mean, I can sit there and go down through the names. I mean, there's some on the show on this that aren't, but there's a lot that are very consistently show their high level of integrity. And then there's, of course, if I go into the political forum or political realm and talk about integrity, everybody goes, God, you can't even put those two words together, politics and integrity. They don't, it's like water and fire. I mean, if I talk about the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Rumsfeld and all the neoconservatives, hell, that would be like, if I put down an equation of integrity, I'd be so negative, it'd be go to infinity times negative. I mean, it doesn't exist. And then you look at the integrity of our own justice system here in the United States, where people like the Bushes and the Cheneys haven't even been prosecuted, and they're talking and maybe looking into it. But here how they have broken, how many laws have been broken? From treason to illegal eavesdropping to lying to the American people to get us into a war. They have broken over 300 to 600, I forget how many laws. It's in the hundreds of laws that they've broken. Yet, have you seen any one of them in court? They even refused to show up. Like Karl Rove trying to refuse to show up before a Senate hearing. You or me did that, we'd be thrown in jail. Them, oh no, odds. You know? Talk about justice for all. Is it justice for all where only the poor get incarcerated and the rich get off free? That's not integrity. And where is the media? Oh boy, that's like another one. right? If I put media together with, that's like an oxymoron, right? Many would say, I mean, like, come on, Fox News, there are rallies, Hannity, Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, and of course, Mr. Rush Limbaugh himself. They're the epitome of narcissism. If you ever needed to show a kid, okay, this is being selfish, and then you have a picture, the word selfish, and you needed somebody, like, a, you know, you say a tree, T-R-E-E, and then here's selfish or narcissistic, all you have to put them on it, and then the kid, okay, I understand. Because they don't demonstrate any integrity. It's all about me-ism. And then also, of course, they spill their lies and hate, like many of those others that I've mentioned before, just to manipulate. And, of course, they make money. I mean, look at Ann Coulter. She just spews lies and hate to make herself look provocative. Why? So she sells more books. It's a game. And then, of course, so-called liberals on the other side, or other corner. I mean, you've heard Kerry and Clinton and so on, and even Carter. Yeah, Carter. Come on, he has no integrity. The guy acts so go, Mr. Helper Humanitarian. Yeah, he was a humanitarian who supported Pinochet. He was the one who brought Khomeini back into Iran because Shah didn't want to play deal. And you know who Carter's entourage is, Zev Brzezinski, head of the Trilateral Commission, who's also part of the Bilderbergs, which, by the way, all these people, Clinton, Carter, Kerry, Carter, part of the Bilderbergs and the Triads, and the Council of Foreign Affairs. Yeah. And by the way, if you think about Carter, remember the energy crisis? Hello? That must give you a clue. It's called Aramco. And Aramco was part of the American oil that was merged with the Saudis. And guess who was associated with that? Mr. Carter. Hell, how do you think a peanut farmer all of a sudden became a president? So much for integrity. And then if I also go back into other media, I mean, like CNN and MSNBC. I mean, come on. The Bilderbergs, you think the Bilderbergs don't have their just things just like they have in Fox News? They don't have it in CNN and MSNBC and other news corporations. But there is indeed a select few, and I'll just name a couple that I know offhand, that do I feel diligently try in their personal way to try some kind of high integrity. And I'm talking, of course, Rachel Maddow, who I believe, who in her own capacity tries to do everything she can to be as honest and having displaying high integrity. And even Keith Olbermann, in his own way, has been trying consistently to do the same. And, of course, I don't know if anybody of you had heard last night on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart on the Comedy Central, when he had John Kramer, who was from Mad Money on CNBC, and I guess it's bravo, bravo, Jon Stewart, how you have shown what you did. I mean, you exposed the truth behind the meltdown and a lack of reporting by the media. I mean, he just hit it. And he showed how John Kramer was on one channel showing how you can steal and manipulate the markets, and the other side telling you to buy Bear Stearns. Of course, John, you know, Mr. Kramer apologized and all that. But what he amazingly brought out, that everybody was thinking it was the mortgage holders that helped cause the collapse of the financial market, but what happened now came out is that the financial banks like Merrill Lynch and AIG had leveraged a 30-to-1 leverage on all everybody's 401s and retirement accounts and mutual funds and monies, basically. It's like if you had a house and you have a first trust deed or your first loan and you mortgaged it with 30 different banks on the same house for the same amount of money, that's stealing. And they took that money and then gambled with it and the rest they pocketed away. And guess what? Oh, company's bankrupt. They're still wealthy because they pocketed the money that they stole. But do you see any of them going to jail for it? And I guess, again, bravo, John Stewart. One word for John Stewart, he's got integrity. And then there's, like, people ask me, what about Barack Obama? And he's like, you're just another one of those Bilderbergs. And then they ask me, well, how come you were supported him during his candidacy and stuff? Because I looked into the man's heart, and I saw a really very, very good man. And this is just my own belief. Others out there may have other opinions. Like I said, we all have opinions. But I really had a sense that he has good intentions and high integrity. You know, he has a really, really good heart. And he does deeply care. I mean, you can see from his own history and what his words and what his own ambience is. I mean, he was a Harvard law student, top in his class, and yet he went out to be a community organizer, helped people within urban areas in Chicago who were as fortunate. I mean, he could have taken a job making millions straight up from the get-go. And I know that he has Zev Brzezinski behind him and others who, you know, will try to manipulate and convert him or try to whatever. And this will be his tug of war. You know, and God forbid, I hope that, I feel will keep his integrity. But then God forbid he will end up like JFK and RFK when they stood up to those people. And then there's, of course, think about Martin Luther King. I mean, that guy had said a lot of great things and did a lot of great things. But he must be scratching his head in heaven right now. Since his death in over 40 years, when he followers that came behind him, you know, I'm talking about like Jesse Jackson, who was, instead of helping the African nation, was busy banging mistresses while calling New York Hymietown, making hate speeches. And much like his little counterpart, Reverend Sharpen, who was lining his coats with spewing his ugly tongue of disformation of hate, but at the same time, dissemination of the African nation and the American nation was subdued by the CIA's disbursement of crack, while the youth joined a gang nation. And all you heard was bitch and hoe to the mothers who were bearing the brunt of the African nation. Where were Mr. Jackson and Mr. Sharpen for 40 years? That's the sad thing. Where was their integrity? And then there's if I go back now, across the pond, to Europe, to the Brits, who are marching in the streets in unison in support of baby killers and murderers like Hamas and Hezbollah, like Annie Lennox and the rest of the so-called peace activists. There's absolutely no honor, no integrity when you say you support peace, but then show killers and haters. Where the hell is your integrity? Ms. Lennox, you live in a glass house. Your own country occupies Ireland, the Falklands, and still is one of the greatest colonias. In fact, your country created it wasn't the United States that created all the problems in the Middle East, who was the impetus of all these problems. It was Britain. Your country fabricated Iraq. Your country fabricated Jordan, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis. Your country fabricate the hate, the very hate that's between the Muslims and the Jews. Before there was Britain, they had got along. And it took the people of Israel to drive your country out. Yeah, you know, the Sterns, the Palmoff, the Irgun, the Haganah. While your country blocked ships coming from Nazi Germany from coming to then Palestine, to Israel, and sent them back to Auschwitz and Dachau to get killed. Yeah, that was your country. That was your glass house. You have no place to speak. And to today, you still carry that banner of drunken hatred. You know, it's amazing because it's almost scary when I see what's going on with this kind of hate speech coming from Europe and around the world toward Israel. I mean, it's like Ezekiel's prophecy is coming true, that they will be so drunken with hate of Israel, the universe, God will provide these haters with their own karmic demise. You know, Miss Lennox, your integrity sucks, and you need to learn and watch people like Sting, Bono, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, or Madonna, or any other very famous celebrities who utilize their celebrityism for positive, loving manners, not spill out hate. If you really for peace, Miss Lennox, you'd go on both sides, put down the rockets, and then put down the walls. You'd be doing concerts for both Jew and Muslim, both Palestinian and Israeli. That's someone for peace. That's showing love to both of them. And showing them to learn to love, not to hate. Because like Martin Luther King had said, if you are anti-Zionist, you are a Jew hater. And if all those people who call themselves human rights activists, who march against Israel during the Gaza campaign, my question is, where is your integrity with Tibet, who for 60 years have been occupied and been under the tyranny of the Chinese government? Where are these people while thousands have been being murdered in Darfur? Where were these people when the horror of Rwanda was taking place? Where were these people when kids are strapping bombs by the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad to kill other kids? Or the spewing of hatred by Yasser Arafat to kill the Yehud, the Jew? Where are these people when hate and murder and genocide is preached by the Palestinians? Where are these people when they can't come to terms and demand that Turkey, the Muslims, take responsibility for the over millions of Armenians that were killed? Over a million Armenians that were killed during World War I, yet today they still haven't taken responsibility of what they did. And why aren't they talking about when the thousands are being killed by the Turks when they attacked into northern Iraq? In Kurds, the Kurdistans. Why is Kurdistan being occupied by two different countries? I mean, part of it's Iraq and part of it's Turkey. Nobody talks about that. Where's their integrity? There's none. There's absolutely none. It's zero. It's a joke. I mean, it's a joke like the UN, who's supposed to be an organization which is supposed to be ethical and have integrity for peace, but instead have been hijacked by the haters and manipulators. Next Wednesday, Islamic States have circulated a new resolution at the current session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday that would criminalize the defamation of Islam as human rights violation and to encourage the imposition of Sharia. Now, all I can say, if that's what Islam is, then Islam is fascism. And I so declare, because of that lack of integrity for the name of Allah, that may the Hamas will perish and vanquish into blowing sand, and it is the karma of slandering his name Allah with speech of hate and murder. For Allah with the universe will bring these Islamo-fascists, these iman of lies, to their knees, and as the storms of Sodom and Gomorrah will rip out their eyes and their tongues of hate, but those who choose love with the integrity of true Islam, of love and peace with their brother, the Jew, and their fellow man, the Buddhist, the Baha'i, Hindu, Christian, and all who are leaves of this tree of life, will turn their backs as the liars of Islam perish before salts with storms. Then there will be integrity within Islam. But today there is none. And it's a shame there's no integrity in that, like I said, in that tall building. the UN or any of its mender, and they will surely receive their karmic fortune. They'll receive that boomerang. And I'm not going to behest on what about our religions. But if your church preaches morality but then hides and obstructs justice like the Catholic Church did with the molestations, where is their integrity? If a church preaches God and then tells their parishioners or followers or believers or whatever that it's their way or the highway, or project fear or guilt or preach hate toward their fellow man, is there any integrity behind their words? And what of women? Where are their rights? My God, what have people... Here we are in the 21st century. Where's the integrity in our world where places of Islam, they have beaten and mutilated and made property of slaves of women and murdered and treated them as second-class citizens, yet it is the mother that bore you for 6 months. Where is the religion with Christians? Can't they come to terms that Jesus did have a woman named Mary, his wife, who bore him children? You have thrown her books of her teaching out because what, she was a woman? And don't get me on the historical treatment of women in the name of Christ. Jesus, that would take three shows. Where's your integrity? And in Judaism, how dare you make a prayer to God saying, thank you for not making me a woman, when it was Sarah, Rivka, Leah, Rachel, who bore you a nation? Where is the integrity? Where is the integrity when we have now free energy available? Yet there is a lie, there's this deception. Why the deception? Oh, Mother Earth. Oh, my God. Oh, Mother Earth, how I'm so sorry that humanity has little integrity towards you. Perhaps they will one day open their eyes, their ears, and their hearts, and their minds. No, you are the bosom that feeds us and our children, our children's children. Where is the integrity when humanity erroneously is subduing Earth to the calamity? Where is the integrity? And to the governments of the world, I'm talking now specifically the United States. It's time for being honest and having integrity and honor and disclose the ETs and UFOs so people know the truth. What are you afraid of? Some have wondered and often asked, why don't the ETs just help us if they're all around us? First, they have been and are around. Second, how many times can they give you a tool to help you when once again you do not show any integrity with their wisdom? Instead of you use their information, instead of developing, using that information to develop and helping humanity, you have maliciously used it for your own personal gain and empowerment. What say you? And again, once again, they have dispersed information around the planet to help benefit humankind. There are many, many star souls to help amongst you. Star souls that are embedded, that have earned the embodiment of humans. They are trying their best. And there's information to help you and your humanity while saving and protecting Mother Earth. But it's up to you, humanity, you and the earthlings. It's your choice to show some integrity. Once again, integrity is everything. It is honor. It is substance. It is the very backbone of the essence of your spiritual worth. Without integrity, all the love and fortitude behind any positive means, it means nothing. All the chants, all the Reiki circles, all the mantras, all the prayers in churches and synagogues, mosques or temples or whatever, all the meditations, all the sweat lodges, all the positive spiritual love that have been employed mean zero. All your great intentions mean nothing if you haven't displayed integrity. So I asked you, I ask you all to please honor your word, honor your action, and finally honor your love. Because honor is everything. Honor is your integrity. Honor is you. And I want to thank you all for listening. God bless you.
Men do not be thinking free to talk to each other. Among wall elves talk, they are no longer men.
Let it.